The World This Week. Politics.
A winter storm that covered three quarters of America's lower 48 with snow brought havoc to southern states. A federal emergency was declared in Texas. Temperatures plummeted to minus 2 degrees Fahrenheit, that's minus 19 Celsius, in Dallas. Millions of Texans were left without power, as were tens of thousands of people in other states. Many blamed antiquated energy grids for not being able to cope with the surge in demand for electricity. Donald Trump's impeachment trial for incitement of insurrection ended quickly. Fully 57 senators, including 7 Republicans, agreed that he had whipped up the mob that stormed Congress on January 6th. But the vote fell short of the two-thirds majority required in the Senate to convict the former president. Mario Draghi was sworn in as Italy's prime minister, having secured the support of almost all of the country's main political parties. The former head of the European Central Bank named a new cabinet in which many of the key positions are held by technocrats like himself. His task is to draw up a plan of reform that can unlock more than €200 billion, that's $240 billion, in EU COVID recovery money. England dished out its first £10,000, that's $13,900, fines to travellers who broke strict new quarantine rules after returning from a red list of 33 countries. Confusingly, the rules are different in Scotland, which now quarantines all international arrivals. One flight that was subject to Scottish rules had only a handful of passengers, despite having 60 seats booked. The others may have taken flights to England and then travelled overland to Scotland to avoid being cooped up in costly hotels. Protests continued in Myanmar against a military coup. Many civil servants have stopped work. Public services and many financial transactions are hamstrung. The authorities have arrested Democrats, threatened truant bureaucrats with prison, and tried to disperse crowds with water cannons and rubber bullets. A court in India acquitted a journalist, Priya Ramani, of libel after she accused a former government minister of sexual harassment. The case is seen as a milestone for India's Me Too movement. Separately, the police arrested Disha Ravi, a green activist, after she posted hints for environmental protesters on how to gain attention. They accused her of spreading disaffection. Carlos Menem, Argentina's president from 1989 to 1999, died aged 90. A Peronist by political lineage, he adopted some liberal economic policies, lowering trade barriers, cutting subsidies and privatising state firms. But he failed to protect ordinary Argentines' livelihoods and allowed rent seekers to flourish. With his mutton chop sideburns and fast cars, Mr. Menem was probably the most glamorous resident of the Casa Rosada since Evita Perón.